Oh, yeah.
Is that a good post?
I was not expecting that kind of commitment. So I was like, whoa.
We're talking about fake orgasms today. Woo! How every lady has done it except for some, and those are liars.
Oh, man.
Nikki Limo calls all women liars.
No, just some. The ones that aren't.
They're lying about
it.
That.
Okay, let's just go ahead and say we are liars.
Show of hand. Well, for listeners as well, we'll go through this. Who has faked an orgasm?
But yeah, we who has faked an orgasm in the last 5 years?
Audio people, everyone's hands were up.
Oh, and then for
in
audio
the last
people,
years.
Who's here for the audio
oh,
people?
Oh, last 5 years, I have for or sure.
That. What? You've
I
been
have,
married for the last
I know,
5 years.
And Steve and I had a discussion about it.
Oh my God.
Because, whoa. And I'll tell you why this happened, and I think this is a pitfall that some ladies might fall into, is that when we first started having sex, he got me there organically. Right, but then I felt like he took so much pride in it, and he was so elated that he could make me orgasm through sex, that I didn't want to take that away from him. So even if he couldn't get me there, like he would almost pressure me to do it, like where it was like, "Are you there yet? Are you?" And it was like,
"I hate that."
And so like the pressure made me just fake it so that he wouldn't be pressuring me anymore,
right?
So I could go back to relaxing during sex.
How did he find out?
I told him. I was like,
how many times did you do it?
Because it was affecting sex for me, where I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to live this lie. Because it was it became increasingly harder to have a real orgasm during sex. He, by the way, orally, orgasms all the time. Like, for me, no problem there. But through sex, vaginally, girls don't come every time. And there's a misconception that guys think, like, oh, if I know how to make her come once, I can always do it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always happen that way. And it put a lot of pressure on me. And so I had to tell him, like, it's affecting how much I'm enjoying sex, because instead of me just relaxing and, like, being able to let it happen, I'm trying to please you by showing you that you're giving me an orgasm because it does feel good. It just isn't there yet, and I feel like you're waiting for it instead.
That's the number one thing that I hate, and I've noticed that since I've been dating around, any guy that's waiting for me to come, I can tell he's waiting, or he's just like, oh, like, what do you want me to do? And I'm like, I love
the intent.
Compassion. I love that. But just don't sit there waiting around for it, because, or like, you know, they're trying.
That's
so
what leads
hard
to fake on us. And you know, it's funny. We talk so often about things that, and we say it a lot on the show, things that women do to validate themselves, and unhealthy ways that we try to validate ourselves. And I genuinely believe, and you know, commenters, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know that you will. Men often validate themselves through sex and whether they can make a woman finish or not. I mean, it validates the size of your dick, how good you are in bed, your physical attractiveness. And if she doesn't come, then sometimes you feel like, am I good enough? So that's
definitely how I feel.
Yeah.
Like if Casey's not coming, I'm like, what did I do wrong? Like, what's happening?
And like,
so I get it why guys would feel that way, but they also need to understand it's a lot more complicated. And sometimes you just got to know your lady. Like, is it a must that she has to finish? And if she has to finish, then figure out other ways instead of like just like pummeling.
Yeah,
because I like to stop pummeling.
That's her favorite word.
I would much rather not come during sex if it doesn't happen organically, and then after he's done, you know, we finish.
Yeah, like
hands
we can
or
do
whatever.
It. It's okay.
Yeah,
because you know, like for me, 100%. Like I am not a need to finish kind of gal, and if I do, it's like, oh, cool, that was a cherry on top. I wasn't expecting it. Like I'm not like trying to get there every single time, and that's why for me, like in my marriage, I've never faked it, because I just tell him straight up, like, no, it didn't happen this time. It's okay. It's cool. Let's move on.
And like, did it take a while for him to be like, okay, I get it?
Well, it's because for him too, like he actually, for a long time, he had like a thing where it would take a long time for him to finish. So then we were both, are you okay?
I was messing with her.
She was touching
the mic
me
down here. I'm like,
oh,
lift it up.
Shit. I was just, you know,
you're very comfortable.
Know. I'm so comfy.
No, but yeah. So the thing is that we were both like kind of not always getting there. So we would just
be
having...
he was waiting and then you were like, I don't
know. No, it's not that
it.
He was waiting. Oh. It's just like, it's actually been a thing with him. Well, now it's not so much a thing anymore, but ever since, like with his previous partners, like he just would never finish. Or like, not never, but It was just very rare when he could get
he doesn't around to like coming. Sex is not satisfying for him, probably. Like it something is. Else is probably more satisfying.
Yeah, probably.
I feel I like there's a lot of guys. Like I've dated a guy before, and when I was in college, he was just more into like porn and stuff. So like for him, sex wasn't interesting. So he would never finish. So I've definitely seen that be an option too. But then yeah like if yep. a guy's like waiting, because yeah, I hate that when a guy's waiting yeah. for you to come.
And my ex, he was really into anime titties, like really, what is that, really
into porn.
No, anime titties.
Oh,
what does that just mean?
Like cartoon titties.
Yeah, cartoon titties that are breasts do not always bounce like that. Okay, they're not just wee.
What the fuck?
Like doing a full on circle.
You gotta explain.
I've seen
what
hentai
anime
before. I see what the kids are
so
watching.
You're just like trying to
water
like,
balloons,
get your tits
like
to fucking swing,
trying to fuck me so hard that my tits do a circle.
What?
Like I mean that like
unrealistic expectations.
Yes, caused by porn. Pornography.
Wow.
Like, but that is actually a thing.
They're like, my tits aren't loose. They're not going to bounce like that.
Yeah. They're like, he wants to fuck me so hard that my own breasts like slap me in the face. And I'm like, listen up, son. Like, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And that's stressful. Like, yeah. Imagine laying there and you know that you're not good enough, but you're still dating.
Like, I'm like stressful, but my titties don't go in a circle.
I'm
slap
like,
me in the
yeah,
face
for his like unrealistic expectations of
he's
anime
like
titties.
Hit it on a corner, so like that like jump like and if then he, turn.
It's like a carnival game. Like if I just
yeah, I'm like, come on, dude. Needless to say, we only dated for 6 months.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a that while.
Was a long time. That's a long time. Yeah. If a guy did that to me the first time, I would be like, we're never having sex.
Yeah, it took like me 2 weeks dating to figure out that hentai playground was his favorite website. Ooh, so
wow.
Yeah,
wait, did you ever fake an orgasm with him though?
Did I ever orgasm with him?
did you fake it?
I'm trying to think of all the times that he was gyrating on top of me. Did I ever have a real orgasm? Oh, the answer to that question is absolutely not.
Yeah. But did you fake it?
Yeah, well, okay, so for me personally, the main reason, okay, I've kind of almost always, I didn't, I think I've said this before on the show, I never had an orgasm until I was like 23.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, any orgasm? Like
no orgasm.
By you masturbating or stimulating yourself?
Yes, I accidentally had an orgasm the first time I had it. Yeah, it was awful. I was listening to dubstep and I was like,
accidentally had
that dubstep. When the beat drops.
I know exactly what song it was.
Hard to hold back.
You know, what song was it? Was it Skrillex?
No, it's not. But like, I was just playing. I had moved back in with my parents and it was loud enough that like nobody could hear. And so I was like, I'm going to try this vibrator that I'd gotten like in a goodie bag. And I just decided to give it a shot and it worked. It was crazy. But I had never had an orgasm prior to that. And I was in really
all I'm thinking about is Skrillex.
Like me in my room and it's like boom boom.
Yeah.
Like the worst music ever.
Oh my god.
Scrap this whole episode.
Restart.
Yeah. Like,
dubstep gives me real orgasms.
And
but
then,
I
like,
fake it with men.
There was a time that I was on YouTube and that song popped up in my recommended and I was like, God,
no.
How embarrassing.
So every time that song pops up,
it reminds me of it. I knew exactly at what point it happened too.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But I mean, yes, prior to that, I think I almost always faked one just because I guess I felt like I wanted the guy to enjoy the sex. Which I think is kind of a reason why a lot of people do. And like, also like you kind of were like, okay, are you done yet? I'm done. Mm. If it's going on for too long, a lot of times women will fake, which is funny because it really shows the miscommunication between men and women because men are like, oh, I'm supposed to last as long as possible. But you know, women are like, are you done yet? After
yeah,
a certain
it should
mark.
Be like 20 minutes max,
God.
15, 20 minutes. That's like the max.
Yeah, and like if we're gonna foreplay, let's do a nice little like 40 minutes of foreplay.
Dude, I was about to say that. That's the only time, or not the only time, but I remember with my ex, I would fake orgasming when he was going down on me because he would not stop until I came.
Like, oh, I hate
I'm like,
that.
Just stop. Like, there's enough. Like, can you just
so
come inside?
Much
like, you enter now. Like,
yeah.
You don't need.
Yo, I just drag him up. I'm like,
no,
stop.
I do too. I would do that too. Yeah. I would just be like, come on. Like, it's okay. And he'd be like, no, I want you. And I'm like, it's okay.
Okay.
If you're in too deep, girl, that,
I know.
Back then
I was. I wasn't very
in too
vocal.
Deep. You're like, oh, man, I'm just going to let him keep going.
Because I would. I would like to just relax and let him go as long as possible until I came. But then it freaks me out sometimes. And now I know, like, if it's going to take too long.
Freaks you out? Why? You said it freaks you out sometimes.
Oh, it used to freak me out?
Why, though?
Yeah, why?
Oh, because it was. I felt like I was taking too long.
Oh, like you got in your head.
I got in my head. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Everyone does that.
Yeah, I used to freak out in my head. And then
I think guys didn't want
them to feel bad, like, especially if they've already been doing it for 15 minutes and it's not happening.
Yeah.
I didn't want them to feel like they wasted their time. Right. And like, now I'm finally giving them the note, like, to like move a little bit this way or that way. So I just completely communication immediately. And sometimes, most of the time, Steve gets it immediately. Like, we don't even have to talk about it. He knows exactly what to do. But sometimes I just want dick in me. And
Jesus.
I just don't want that. It's a different type of stimulation. Yeah. So one's clitoral and one is vaginal. And sometimes I'm just like, not feeling the clitoral one.
Well, like, I think what it is, what I've noticed for myself is that, like, because I've been single for a while now, it's like I can make myself come basically, and that's kind of how I am, is like almost the same thing as what a head is. So, like, if I'm with a man, I just want to actually have the experience of being with a man, which is like he's on top of you and inside of you. So it's just like, okay, the like oral sex part, that's cool, whatever. But I mean,
it's not the same though, Jess. A mouth on your pussy is not the same as a vibrator.
I will say that the sex feels better if he makes me come first orally.
Yeah.
That's definitely true. Feels better.
For me, when I think about there, some guys are like, oh yeah, I can last 2 hours, baby.
Ugh.
Like,
no, I know, right?
Not attractive.
Or even an hour, but seriously, with 2 hours, I'm thinking, I do not want to be pounded vaginally my body for 1/12 of a day.
Like, that's not what they're supposed to do with it, though.
But that's what some
two
of them,
kinds of guys.
That, yeah, you mean like 2 hours of like start, stop, start, stop.
Yeah, like
I'm not
stop.
An engine in trouble. Okay,
no, it's like there's other activities. You know, it's not just constant pounding.
Yeah.
But no, Jess, I'm telling you, some people like literally like, yeah, she's gonna love this. I've dated some really.
If you're straight, if you're just straight pounding a vagina for an hour, it's gonna be dry. It's like it's not gonna. There's you're just gotta be a whole process to that.
I love when he comes and then we're like, oh, we're done. Like maybe, but then like things start to start up again, and it's like, oh shit, round two, and then it happens again, and then like you know up to maybe. Four rounds.
Jeez, I've never gone four like
that.
Yeah,
three's my max. That's my max.
Goddamn.
Also, I'm going to just interject here, and we can cut this if we have to, but I have to explain because it just happened again. I have accidentally drank out of Nikki's cup 4 times now.
Oh my God.
Nikki, you're going to actually see in the clip where I reach down to the lower one, sip it, get upset because I realize it's yours again.
I even put it on a different level.
Nikki, so right before we started rolling.
You keep chasing it.
I'm so mad because Nikki's kind of sick and I don't want to get
she
sick.
She keeps drinking
and
her
so
cup.
And so I did a tequila mouthwash to try to get the germs out. And now I've just come to terms with we're now bonded by bacterial saliva.
Yeah.
God, I'm so upset.
And it's oat milk transference too. Just think about that.
Oh my God, dude.
Just it's consistency.
Oh, I'm so
I don't think
upset.
You need to add that.
God, that was very similar to me faking an orgasm.
And then
I haven't done that probably since my very early 20s.
So you know what? Question. I think that you brought up something really interesting. You said you and Steve actually spoke about, hey, you know, I'm not always finishing. Sometimes I kind of just do this. That's a really hard conversation for couples to have. So I'm kind of curious, like, how did you guys get to that point? How can other people get to that point? Like, how did that conversation even play out?
Well, I feel like a good relationship is about trust and honesty and stuff. And I felt like this was the one part of our relationship that I wasn't being fully honest about. And it was because I was protecting his pride and his ego, but I felt like it wasn't healthy to continue doing that. I didn't like
lying
that.
You know, really not.
That feeling, and it keeps growing, this like just gross feeling that you're, this guilt. Mm. And so it was a really tough conversation because I was like, he's gonna feel bad. Like, because Steve loves to please. Like, he is really just a great partner in like, how can I make you feel good? How can I get you there? Even if it's like talking dirty to me or putting me down, because like I like that shit. But it's like he's a very like giving partner. And so for all of these times when he thinks, it's like when he makes the bed and then I go over and like remake it and like don't tell him that I remade it because he didn't quite do it right. It's kind of that same feeling of like, oh, I made you think you were doing it right and the way that
I
wanted
you to. Does it make you lose respect for him because you see him as not really?
No, okay. Because it was, this was different in the area of like, it was my fault. Like, it was my responsibility. I didn't even mind not orgasming, right? Like, the orgasm wasn't the goal for me, but I knew that it made him happy. So it was almost like my way of giving was by faking pleasure, right? Yeah. Like, I felt like that was my gift. Like, here, I'll make you feel like you did it.
Yeah.
But it's... That's not fair.
I feel like that's more emasculating than you not coming at all.
That's why it was a hard conversation because I didn't want him to feel emasculated. But I kind of robbed him of the opportunity to do it right. And I felt like that wasn't fair as a couple. Like, he wants to do it, like, a real version of it. Yeah. So because he had had such success in the beginning, it was almost like a downside because in my early 20s I used to think that I couldn't get there vaginally. Mm-hmm. So when guys would try, I'd be like, hey, just so you know, like, it doesn't happen for all women. Like, most women like rarely come during vaginal sex, and I'd go through like these facts. But then after I did come for the first time during sex and I knew it was possible, it started happening more regularly. And so with Steve, it happened like right off the bat, and it just was luck, I guess, and like being in the right place at the right time.
Your like cervix was in the right place at the right time.
And then he like kind of expected that now, or like I didn't want him to think that like, oh, he did it so good the first time and now this time it's not good. And so I had to explain all of this to him, just like why I started faking it and how I never meant it to last that long. Like, I always thought like, well, I'd stop faking it eventually, but because he would get so excited every time I did come.
You didn't want to take that away from
him. No, and he'd get very like, are you coming yet? Are you there yet? Make, like, beg for it before you come. You know, like, he got like very, where I was like, oh no, this is taking away the like relaxation part where you need the relaxation in order to come. Like, you need that pressure to be taken off you, at least
as soon
for me.
As a guy says anything about me finishing, I'm like, oh, now it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because now you
too
said
much
it.
Now the pressure's there.
So I had to have that communication of pressure. Like, hey, don't pressure me. Like, whenever you do these things, I know it was his way of like being dominant and like, I am turned on by like him making me do things. But when it comes to orgasming,
that's almost like the fake part of porn that they're like, they're kind of a little stuck in porn land.
Yeah.
For that part of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's fair. And I feel like it's like a communication thing because a lot of times men and women, we kind of just hold on, go like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
what was that?
I was trying to
she was
balance
trying not
my mic
to drop
on
the
my
mic.
Belly. you could hold it.
What? Yeah. For our listeners, what was that message supposed to be?
Missed the mark. Yeah, missed the mark. Like, it's just like you just barely miss each other. Okay. You're going, I just feel like that's something that people do a lot. And I similarly kind of had a conversation. I didn't have a verbal conversation with my significant other like that. I had more of a physical conversation.
What does that mean?
Just like, I kind of was like, early on, I definitely faked a couple, but like, it was just so I didn't think much of it. And then as time went on, like, he was like 75% of the time making me finish. And I wanted that to get to like either 100% of the time or to either have a mutual consensus that, hey, it may not happen this time. So what I started doing was like, if I wasn't in the right mindset, like, do you guys ever know for a fact when you're just not in the right mindset to finish?
Yeah.
Like, you could have sex, but like, you're just not going to finish this time and you already know it. Like, maybe you want to have a little of the physical release, but you aren't in the mindset of like, I want to come, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I would just start telling him like before we got into it, like, I don't think I'm going to finish, but like, you know, whatever, let's do the thing, you know? And then we went into it with that expectation. And then I just kind of slowly just kept saying like, oh yeah, or we might get into it. And I realized I'm not going to finish. And I just tell him like, I don't think I'm going to finish. And he'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
And then we just like kept it going. And so now I haven't faked one, like, I just don't at all anymore. And sometimes we have that understanding, but literally, like, the majority of the time when we're having just regular, like, intercourse, like, your boy's good. Like, you don't have to.
No. Yeah. And now when he makes me come, it's like real. So it's better. It's better self-esteem. Just better all around. And sex feels great. Like, everything feels great. Like, I don't like the coming is just the end of it. Like, I don't need to finish during sex. I like to finish just, you know, at some point. Like,
do you guys get different levels of orgasms too?
Yeah.
Because for me, sometimes like they'll like, I don't know. Sometimes I won't even know if I did because it would be like such a like a level one orgasm or whatever.
A little blip, a little blip on the system. Like the radar is just like,
yeah. So it'd be like, I think. And then so Casey would ask me, like, oh, so did you, like, how was it? And I'm like, I think I came. I don't know. Like,
I think I came. I think I came.
Like, it was great, but I don't know if I actually achieved it. I don't know.
You know what feels good is after sex in the post-coital position underneath a Buffy comforter.
Oh, a Buffy? Yeah. Did you say Buffy?
I said
bitch?
Buffy.
Oh, she sure diddly do right did. My favorite eucalyptus comforter.
Diddly do right.
She sure did.
If you don't know what Buffy is, we have been Buffy fans since day one. Y'all know, oh, yeah. I've been in this. I tried to get a Buffy for my mom. Nikki got the Buffy and the Buffy duvet. I got the Buff. I take her to the dry cleaner. I don't even put it in the washing machine because it has to get dried.
How often do you dry clean?
Just whenever I feel like it's starting to get dirty, but it really doesn't. I don't sweat with my Buffy. And if you're one of those people that love just having a comforter on but also turning the AC on, get the Buffy. It's gonna be,
so good.
We'll give you a discount code for it, and then also on top of that, for the price, you're gonna have this thing forever. You're sleeping with it every single night. You know, always spend money on something that you are using every single freaking night. Yep. It's the most comfortable bedding. It's made from a smooth eucalyptus fiber that feels even softer than cotton. It's breathable, cool to the touch, and you can feel cozy without overheating. Everybody loves Buffy. It has over 20,000 five-star reviews, and y'all know people don't always be reviewing. You know, that means there's about 150,000 people that love this blanket that haven't wrote a review yet. Y'all need to write that review. So Buffy offers a free trial. You can try a comforter in your own bed for free, and if you don't love it, you can just return it to Buffy at absolutely no cost. So for $20 off of your Buffy comforter, all you guys have to do,
tell me,
is go to buffy.co. I'm giving you time to type it in right now. Pause it. Actually, don't even pause it. Just keep it going. Buffy.co. There you go. You got that. And then add your Buffy to the cart and enter the code MOOD at checkout. Once again, how much, y'all?
$20
off your brand new Buffy comforter. Visit buffy.co and enter the code MOOD.
Oh, yeah. Boom.
And you know, while you're sleeping in that bed, maybe you get hungry and you don't want to leave your house, so you call up DoorDash.
That's right, because DoorDash has something for every lifestyle. So I personally love DoorDash because I am a picky ass bitch. I'm always like, dude, I'm kind of feeling some of this, I'm kind of feeling some of that. But they have so many options, so many restaurant options, because they have over 310,000 restaurant partners in 4,000 cities. So you will definitely find your new favorite restaurant on DoorDash, because I have my favorites. I've listed all of them. Every time I get hungry, I'm always looking through my list and I'm like, okay, this one today, this
Cheesecake
one right now.
Factory, Chipotle.
Yeah, all of them.
All your faves.
That's it. And so they do door-to-door delivery in all 50 US states, Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia. So with DoorDash, you'll never have to worry about your next meal, like moi. Because with Casey, he's always asking me, like, so what do you feel like eating? I'm like, I don't know. Let's look at on DoorDash and see what we got on the favorites. So anyway, if you guys want to order with DoorDash.
Oh, that's right. It does save your favorites. So you don't even have to think twice. You're just like, okay, let me order something that I know I like. Yeah. It makes it so much easier.
Exactly. And then I'm such a basic bitch, too. I end up ordering the exact same things from the restaurants that I love. So I don't even explore other things, but you can.
How do they get it?
Options.
Tell me how to get it, Tiff.
Right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter promo code BIGMOOD. That's $5 off your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter promo code BIGMOOD. Don't forget, that's promo code BIGMOOD for $5 off your first order from DoorDash.
BIGMOOD.
BIGMOOD. Guys, there's going to be some women that may not like this, and then some that say, oh, these are some good tips, but we got to give it out.
How to fake an orgasm?
Fake the orgasm.
Oh, I've got
giggles.
Okay.
You cannot fake an orgasm properly without the end squeeze.
Like, think of it this way. This is what I'm thinking of. There's definitely some guys out there that are watching this and they're like, I've never been with a girl that faked it before.
Oh, yeah, yes, you have.
And we're about to shatter your reality. Yeah. But also, I'm wondering if there's a constructive way of, like, if you realize, hey, maybe my girl is, like, faking this, maybe there's room for a constructive conversation so that you guys can get to a good place in your relationship, like, you know, when it involves sex.
Jess, what's the big squeeze?
Oh, the big squeeze. Well, if you aren't already doing this, what are you doing with your vagina?
What are you doing, sis? He doesn't believe that shit.
Okay, so during sex, right, if you have to be able to control your vagina to squeeze, and also if you push it, it creates pressure as well. Mm-hmm. So, like, you need the inner squeeze and the outer push. Mm-hmm. So you need to be able to fucking suck that dick with your vagina anyways,
I'm learning right now because I don't do the push.
You gotta try.
It's good for childbirthing, too.
Yeah. You should practice, girl.
Get that pelvic floor ready, girl.
I'm only doing the little squeeze. No, Tell me about the push. Do I interchange?
That shit's stuffed in there. Yeah, see, just lay there. It's stuffed in there, right? And then just kind of lay there for like a minute. You don't have to do this the whole time. This is just kind of like an intermediate thing you'll do.
Dude, I do it like involuntarily.
It can be involuntary too, but
even during sex, like not the orgasm part.
Yeah, involuntary, it can happen as well. But if you want to blow his mind a little bit, make sure you don't have to fart, of course, obviously, because there's a lot going on here. But if you're good, you can push.
Or queef.
Push with your pelvic floor. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
close one eye when you did.
Don't look at him in the face.
Like you're having twins.
And then you're going to be like,
just push while the dick's inside, and he's gonna be like, oh, it's gonna get real tight.
Well, and let me just say, yes, the push may be an aspect of faking it, but not everyone deserves the push.
No, they don't all deserve the push.
Not everyone deserves
the push. The push is for the man you really love.
No, yeah, I mean, no, the kegel, the push, the big the squeeze.
Yeah, yeah. So that's just during sex. So, but then guys.
I feel like that's for the ending.
Guys that have had, no, not necessarily. Guys that have had sex with women and they have had orgasms, they will probably have noticed throughout their lifetime that a girl kind of like, mm-hmm. I mean, guys, when they come, they have a like a movement too.
Yeah, they all
and girls do kind of like an involuntary twitch or like kind of like a rapid squeeze thing that happens. Ooh. But you can also fake that. So don't think that you made her come just because there's a rapid squeeze, because she could fake that too.
Yeah, you guys, you know that thing where y'all were dudes, where y'all are laying on your stomach and your dick's just up and you can move something and the dick moves?
We can do that
with our vagina.
Yeah.
We can do that.
That's funny.
So, I mean, like, but I only do the clutch. Like, you have to deserve it, you know? I'm like, really, you know? I think that that's like...
If you can fake it with someone who has made you come, like, because for me, for example,
you can.
No, like for me, I don't think I could, because my entire body shakes.
Oh, I fake the shake.
I can't fake a shake.
You gotta fake the shake.
I can't.
I know a girl that when she,
she's actually shaking.
when she comes, her whole body breaks out into a red rash for 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, you can't fake it.
She is faking.
She got cursed in a past life.
That's some brujeria. She cannot fake nothing, brujeria. Because as soon as he sees that, he's like, babe, what is this? She's like, I don't know. That's what I would have done for sure.
Imagine you had this, Nikki. You wouldn't be able to.
Where's the red rash?
I'm saying you like to masturbate in traffic and shit. Like, that shit will like pop up.
Shows up to work all red, and everyone's like, Nikki, in the car.
Like, after sex, Nikki goes in the bathroom and starts slapping herself. She's like, here it is. Dude, that would call it out. I'm trying to think of, like, what else I do. You know what one of mine is? One of my...
Tells?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That I'm faking, or one of my add-ons to the show?
Both.
Eye contact?
Like, happens when you are having a real one, or...?
Actually, with both.
Dude, I can't make eye contact. My eyes are shut and like rolled back.
Well, it becomes like exorcist level. Yeah.
I'm just like, fuck.
The eyelashes, dude. The eyelashes are the best.
Oh my God. What was that?
Remember when you were blowing your eyelashes?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. I feel like I just had sex with
that. We got to zoom in for that.
I know, right?
Dude, that's a good fakey thing. Do you do that?
Oh, shit, really?
Do you do that if you fake?
No, I'm saying I do that in
what
real.
What just
like,
happened?
Real.
You obviously can turn that on and off.
Oh, shit.
Take
I guess I can fake.
Take
no,
that
but,
from Tiff. I think that'll help
I'm
you
like,
out.
Casey, watch this episode.
No, but I'm telling you, like I am like shaking, like shivering, shaking. When Oh, and also I do this thing too. When it's fucking exorcism. Only if it's like a really
Your head
good,
spins and you're vomiting?
No. Okay. It's like if it's a really, really strong orgasm, my entire body goes like,
Oh, absolutely.
That needs to be your oral yeah. sex for oh, sure. Shit. Like the whole eye thing and the like, just like.
Oh my god! Like I hope seconds. You guys watch this on YouTube. This
oh my
so
god!
Funny.
You have to do. Like, I don't think I do contortion moves like that.
I do. And, like you know what that whole thing where they're like out. A female orgasm lasts like 29 seconds or something like
it's
crazy.
A lot longer.
A lot longer. No, it does.
Well, they count the build up, which can take the like, longer. A good 30 seconds.
The older I get, the longer my orgasms are. Like it's just like.
Oh my
For
god!
A while, after.
Nikki drops down on the floor, starts doing the stanky oh, leg.
I think I get the twitch for a while. After.
Yeah,
dude, I have.
But my body doesn't do
it's
that.
It's like my whole body. Like it's no. just like
it's just like you know you have an eyelid twitch. My vagina will do that for a good. Like,
oh, that does happen. Yeah, but sure. No, like my body has like waves. Like for Same. A while.
Dang.
No, and Ooh. Then for me too, like it will happen where I can't help it, but my thighs have to like close
oh, yeah,
shut.
Yeah.
So like
yes.
if he's down there, I'm like, move.
Zane. Yeah, yeah. Rejected. What? Like yeah, you have
yeah,
to get
like,
out.
Push him up.
Oh, not
you
me.
You know what? I don't. You know what? I just realized in a. What I absolutely can't fake, what always happens is like in an actual real orgasm, I feel this immense sense of like relief. Yeah. Like there's like a just full on like, oh, and like yeah. I never do that if I fake it. I don't know. I just
True.
Never
you
think
forget
about
the, You forget the I, after relief.
Yeah, I forget. Like that's
girls who are
real.
Faking it, take notes. You gotta fake the after
Yeah, you gotta
relief
fake
too.
The after relief too. But yeah, it's like I just feel like my whole body like tightens up yeah. and then like it's just like it droops.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like happy.
Yeah.
But
dopamine actually enters your yes. system.
But it's funny because like if I'm faking it, I'm just like, and I'm like, nice. I'm like,
yeah, good job, son.
Shit. Good job, son. Good job, son. What else? Wait, can you guys think of anything else that like you don't fake that happens during a real one? How to tell?
Do you guys ever feel when you're like actually coming? Like there's like cum yeah. coming out?
Oh,
I never
no.
feel that.
No.
Well, you know, we got Gina
that,
the double
nothing,
shot.
Oh, yeah. Gina squirts. I
get dick drunk. You guys ever get dick drunk? That's
What's
what Steve
that?
And I call it.
What is that?
So after I orgasm at least two times,
dick wasted.
If not more, like multiple times, I... don't care what he does to my body. Like he could flip me over. He could just like just I'm just dick drunk.
Where I feel like I'm a like, man would really
I'm like,
enjoy
yeah,
that.
Whatever. I'm like, he's like, do you like it? I was like, yeah.
Like your tie. Like
yeah.
Tired?
It's just I'm so like relieved of all
You're like a rag doll.
And, yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Do whatever you want, Daddy. Yeah.
And Dude, my body is your oyster. Yeah.
No, sometimes I get orgasm crazy where I'm like, I hit one, I hit two, let's go for a three, let's
oh,
go
you
for
feel
four.
Like drill sergeant?
Yes,
after?
Yes, yes.
I
no,
get
no,
so
not-
relaxed that I'm just like, take me, I'm your.
I do get dick drunk too.
Yeah,
yeah I actually
You're
do.
Like, you physically can't open your eyes anymore. You're just like, whatever. I could die right now.
Oh, you know what? I just thought about another contrast between faking it and serious. Okay. When a lot of times, like, if I fake it, it's like I'm kind of done having sex.
Oh.
So I'm just like, oh, so good. Okay, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, get out, you know.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, okay, thanks. We're done here. But you know, of course, he'll still finish. We'll, you know, do some stuff.
Yeah.
But if I'm absolutely not faking it, sometimes I get so dick drunk that I'll let them keep going for round two and three because I'm like, oh, maybe I can keep going.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. Like, but sometimes I'll just be like, okay, the shop is
yeah,
closed.
With Steve, I've never faked it to stop having sex. I kind of just faked it to take the pressure off him.
Yep, and off of myself.
Yeah, and off of myself so I could actually like relax in it more. But I liked the sex part of it. Like I wanted that to keep going. I just didn't want to feel like he was like waiting for me.
I think, yeah, it's been so long since I've faked it because I literally don't care anymore. I'm like, if you didn't do it, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't want to, like...
Yeah. Like, not going to throw a dog
I'm
a bone.
Yeah, I'm not throwing a dog a bone. But I think when I was younger, I just felt like because I wasn't fully versed in sex yet, so I just thought I was supposed to do that.
Same, even I thought if I was it, broken.
I just thought, right. Oh, I'm just supposed to do that. Like, that's a part of it.
Because porn,
yeah.
It's like that. Yeah.
I didn't even watch a lot of porn growing up, but for some reason, I think it's because of movies, like pop culture.
Movies, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, there's this highlight that you're supposed to hit, and you're just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. You know,
like, that's true.
Yeah.
I definitely started having loud sex because of movies. Like, I made those noises because of movies. But then it became so associated to actual pleasure that I just organically have loud sex.
No, you know, yeah. I read somewhere that when you're making the sounds, it actually turns you on more.
Yeah, it probably heightens it.
It's like a placebo kind of thing. Yeah. Like you trick yourself.
Oh my God, you know what? We should try and then report back. What if we tried going back to our significant others and tried having quiet sex?
I've been doing that recently.
Oh, you tried?
Quiet sex? Yeah,
I hate quiet.
I know, but I think of it
like,
as a
let's
challenge.
Talk about quiet sex. This is
like,
my realm.
So if I'm having if I like naturally am loud, if he puts his hand over my mouth and is like, you're not allowed to make a fucking word.
Oh, well, that's different.
That turns me on so fucking
there's
much.
There's a thing going on. There's a game though. But yeah. If it's just like,
but I'm thinking of it as more of like it. I feel like it almost would become more passionate if you were just focused on each other and not really like the sounds and everything. Mm-hmm. Like you have to look for other tells that they're having a good time rather than just the sounds.
That's
of
all.
Sex.
That's mainly me and Casey's sex life.
That's
like we do like we still make sounds, but they're like we're restricting ourselves.
Well, also you have a kid.
That's the reason why.
Yeah.
I don't know. I whenever I have a sex with a guy and he's just dead quiet, I'm like, are you alive? What's going on?
Yeah. He's behind you.
Yeah, he's probably behind me. I'm like, are you alive?
What's fucking funny?
Are you okay? I'm like, are you okay?
Where's the dick coming from?
Yeah. What's happening?
I feel like, though, just from the sounds of it, it sounds like Nikki and I are probably out here having this like porn star status sex. We're like,
I think my neighbors think that we're like, porn. Yeah, we're porn
because screaming
we have
is
camera
not...
equipment all the time. Ah! We're always at home.
Oh yeah, I know. He's always fucking the shit out of me.
Dude, no, but the most fun sex session that because we've had some great ones, but like for me personally, the most fun one was this one time we were in Vegas, and that was the time where I was like, you know what? Let's just try loud sex, and we were just fucking loud, and I'm like, that was so fun.
Yeah.
It was like so releasing.
Yeah, that's like
because we can never do that because, like you said, we have a kid at home, so.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, my man and I, we'd be hollering and shit. We'd be looking at each other like, ah!
Yeah. Ah! Oh, I'm glad you two found each other. Get them off.
I just pictured in a show, like a cut to of you, of your sex life, like, ah! And then back to us, like, oh,
no,
wow.
But like hard eye contact. Yeah. Ah!
No, thanks.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to, like, I feel like we've touched on a lot of different things, but I'm really kind of interested in why women fake orgasms. Like, we've kind of touched on it, but I just, like, want to really rein it in. I think there's a few different reasons why, like, we want to take, like, I feel like when someone thinks, my girlfriend has been faking orgasms, it's just like, this is a problem. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I want to dig a little deeper and be like, what exactly is going on
there?
Like, what exactly are you doing in the relationship that might make her feel like she has to fake an orgasm?
Or maybe it's herself, like her own insecurities where I know definitely that's the reason why I would fake the orgasms, because I would feel like I am broken. I'm supposed to be orgasming. I'm not. Maybe if I fake it, maybe it'll come. Like it would actually come by faking
it. Like fake it till you make it?
Yeah, exactly. So those are kind of some of the thoughts that I would have. And then also, like, I wanted him to feel good. So like I'm trying to, like what you were saying, like trying to be like the giver, like helping give him what he wants. And I don't know. There's just a lot of things going on. And then also the more, for me at least, like the more I thought about needing to come or wanting to come or trying to come, then the less it would happen.
Yes.
So then that would just make me feel defeated. So I'm like, fuck it. Let me fake it then.
Yeah. Like, if I could give guys any like word of advice, it would probably be to just stop saying like, stop are you going to come? Or like, you're going to come, right? Come on this dick or something. And I'm like,
I feel like
now I gotta. And now it's like
it's
fucking
harder. Now I'm in my head about it instead of
you know, maybe they say that I mean, maybe there's a lot of reasons, but also they like, think it girls works. Tend to do that to the guys. Like, yeah, they'll be yeah, like, yeah. I want you to come
now. It doesn't
now,
work the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's and what they think.
You know what? I liked what Tiff said about, like, I feel like I'm broken. I think that early on, and I've said this before on the show, I didn't really like see sex as an act of passion. I almost felt like this is a thing I have to do in a relationship. And I didn't want a guy to think that something was wrong with me because yeah. I couldn't finish, yeah. you know?
Well, because all the other girls the same age are all faking it, too.
Yeah.
Girls,
he 20 year old. He's a master of yeah, pussy, yeah. and then now yeah. what's wrong with you? You're
yeah,
not coming.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes that happens to us, like, in our early 20s. Like, we just don't want to be the girl that couldn't come.
Yeah.
So we just, like, fake it. And you know, it has nothing to do with, you know, the... It has nothing to do with the guy not doing his part, but it is something important to address because it kind of stops the couple from communicating mm-hmm. and figuring out how to actually have good sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because if he thinks he's already got it in the bag because you've been faking it, then he won't get there.
Yeah.
He doesn't get to work on his skills.
And it is important for you to have that conversation because you don't want to start to build some resentment towards your significant other because maybe you're thinking about some guy you used to date 2 or 3 years ago that was giving it to you raw. Making it explode. Mm. Having a good... I'm sorry.
I'm like, this is what's really, happening? This is really good.
Are you guys flirty? Can we leave the room?
Yeah, you don't want to be thinking about, you know, past sexual experience or fantasizing about certain things when, you know, there's a guy in front of you that loves you and wants to take care of you. I think it's important for all of us to remember, guys want to make us finish. They want us to have a nice time during sex, but we have to communicate to make sure that they meet our needs. Now, also vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Communication is really key. Yeah, I think that like,
you know what it is though?
What?
It's not just communication. It's also communicating with like being open and understanding and accepting, because there is, you can communicate all you want, but if the other person is not receiving it and not wanting to understand and not yeah. and like and taking it too personal,
yeah,
and then you're never gonna get anywhere. So that's the other half to communication, is trying to be open.
I noticed that a little bit when we switched the subject. Like, I think a couple of times in my 20s, like, guys were not able to finish themselves. And I think for a girl, you're like, wait, what? Like, mm-hmm. you can't come? All you got to do is just fucking jack it or stick it in something. You're going to come. So if you're not coming,
it's me.
What's happening? And now I'm taking this shit personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it could be like, oh, maybe he's still heartbroken over something. He shouldn't be having sex right now. Or maybe he drank too much and it's just not going to happen. Or maybe he jacked off too many times yeah. that week yeah. and it's just not. Like, so as women, we can definitely set that up for them too. I feel like there's probably some guys that have definitely faked an orgasm too.
Yeah.
Like, especially if you're wearing condoms, they'll fake it and they'll pull it off and then grab the condom and run to the bathroom. And they're like, oh yeah, yeah, I came.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But they just couldn't finish.
How do guys fake orgasms? That's one way. Or them
they probably
just
do
like,
the same thing.
They
with
do
the fucking,
same. Yeah,
like, the twitch.
I don't think they think that far. They just go, oh yeah, and then they just get out. You know?
And he takes his dick and he's like, yeah. boom. He goes over to the right. And he's like, sorry, I hit the wall. I cleaned it off already. But I mean, definitely for girls, if a guy doesn't finish, we're like, what's going on here?
Yeah, we totally like, failed as like a
dude,
piece of meat
I know,
at the
I'm,
lowest
I'm
level.
Telling you,
we're
I've
like,
been there.
God damn,
I've been there hard yeah. in the beginning of our relationship. It was really difficult, and then it got to a point where I'm like, you know, like, is everything like, am I enough for you?
We're satisfying.
Yeah, like, are you good? Are we having a good time? And he'd be like, no, yeah, sorry, just like, I've always kind of had this thing. And then I'm like,
yeah,
okay, so it's not just me. Okay,
I dated a guy. It was actually the cop that we talked about before. He would never finish, and then I feel like I kind of figured out over time. It was like he just really liked porn. But I think every guy has their thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like this guy thought that he was this like very prowling masculine guy or whatever, but he was so addicted to porn, or he like his interaction with women was very closed off, so
it
he,
was unrealistic.
He could never, yeah, he could never finish, and like that's poor guy.
It reminds me of the Tumblr guy that he just had to like do, you know, there was one, you know, after he uncuffed me from the towel
rack.
That's from a previous episode.
I remember walking back into his room and it had very high ceilings with so it was like a high vaulted ceiling and there was some kind of like acrobatic pole going across the top. Oh, I was like, shit. What's next? Are you gonna throw me up there? But because, you know, he was a Tumblr sex guy. Tumblr had some crazy shit. That's like some ex hamster, some ex video stuff.
See, I didn't even know about that until they banned porn off Tumblr and I was like, oh shit, Tumblr had porn. Yeah.
People were doing
that was for emo kids as opposed to poetry and shit.
No, dude. People were I mean, it was mostly there was a lot of like porn blogs. And yeah, this
what's a porn blog?
Blog.
Oh, blog.
A porn vlog?
Yeah.
Do they have those?
It's just called porn.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, isn't that just porn?
I'm thinking about that. Like, hey, guys, we're going to the grocery store and later we're going to fuck.
Here's us picking out groceries.
And then, dude, somebody can make a lot of money doing that. Like regular vlogs on YouTube. And
yeah.
Then watch part two at pornhub.com.
Oh, shit.
$1 million
idea. Industry. Sorry.
Cross promo.
I just gave somebody out there an idea. Yeah.
Get your money, girls.
Tag me, please.
I could name like three people right now that would be into that.
Yeah. True.
Well, after you have a real orgasm and you get that relief, mm-hmm. you want a good night's sleep. But sometimes your body's ready, but your mind is still awake and active.
Exactly. That's where Calm comes in, which is my freaking favorite app right now. Every single night, I open up Calm and I listen to either some sleep stories
or
I do.
You've listened to LeBron James lately,
yes.
Huh?
So LeBron James has this like train your mind meditation. And there was this one thing that he said in that meditation because it's like multiple ones. So you can go like every night and like listen to the next one. And there was something that he said in it that I'm like, I'm getting this tatted on me. But it made me cry. It was really insightful. And it was like, I loved it. I absolutely recommend this app. I actually sent it to my cousin, too, because she's been having trouble sleeping. And I'm like, you need to get this app and make sure to use our code, and which I'll tell you in a second. But anyway, back to Calm. So they're saying that...
Yeah, for me, it's like not even about trouble sleeping because and this is why I like Calm because there's so many uses for it. But I have no problem sleeping, but I have crazy anxiety when I am awake. And Calm really helps to like reduce that anxiety, reduce stress, keep me just present and focused and in the moment.
Yeah.
Which I really like.
So it's a mental fitness app that's designed to help you relieve anxiety and improve your sleep. And it helps ease your stress and it helps you get the best sleep of your life. So Calm has an entire library of programs designed for healthy sleep, like soundscapes, guided meditations, and like I mentioned before, they have sleep stories. So for listeners of this show, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/mood. That's 40% off, unlimited access to Calm's entire library, and new content is added every week. So get started today at calm.com/mood. That's calm.com/mood.
Also, thank you to our sponsor, HoneyBook. If you're a small business owner, you got into your line of work because it was your passion. You don't want to do all the extra bullshit that comes with running a business.
No, you don't.
Do you? You don't want to do tedious admin work. You want to do the fun stuff. So, HoneyBook is an online business management tool that organizes your client communications, bookings, contracts, invoices, all in one place. It's perfect for freelancers, entrepreneurs, or small business owners that want to consolidate the services they might already use, like QuickBooks, Google Suite, Excel, and MailChimp. That's a great consolidation.
All of those apps do completely different things. Yeah. It just shows you how versatile HoneyBook
is. Just to get it all in one, that's great.
One place.
You can automate your busy work. They have easy-to-use templates for emails, proposals, brochures, and invoices. They also have e-signatures built in. Automation to save you time and get paid faster. Simplify your to-do list and stay in control with HoneyBook. And right now, HoneyBook is offering our listeners 50% off. That's a huge discount. Mm-hmm. When you visit honeybook.com/bigmood, payment is flexible and promotion applies whether you pay monthly or annually.
Ooh.
Go to honeybook.com/bigmood for 50% off your first year.
The whole year.
Wow. The whole year.
So I could just get it annually and get 50% off. I'm going to get a little cheaper when I do it annually too, huh? You can get my 50% off.
You can also pay monthly, get 50% off.
Okay.
So that's
okay. Give it a little shot. Give it a try.
Yes. Honeybook.com/bigmood. Check it out.
Nice. You know what I was thinking about? I have only faked it with guys that I care about. Oh.
You care about their emotions.
Yeah. Because, like, when I was dating, none of them made me come, but I liked the sex, but they didn't make me come, and I didn't fake it. Like, I just, we had sex, and it was over, and it was whatever. But with the guys that I care about, those are the ones where I was like, oh, I care about how they feel, because I want to express that I enjoy this. How can I express to them that I enjoy this?
You like,
how
will
they
job.
Really know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go back in my Rolodex here.
yeah, dating currently.
I think it's probably a mixture of two. Maybe some I like wanted to hurry up and get rid of, so I pulled that. Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's over now.
So it's like the opposite.
Wait, do you wait for them to finish or no?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I never, if I've already gotten to the point of having sex, I'm not going to just cut him off unless he's doing something super fucking weird, which hasn't really happened. Only one time.
What was that one time?
Okay. So this guy, so we were playing around like kind of before we really got into the sex. I don't think he even put it in yet. So it was just like foreplay, right? So I'm at some point, I don't even know how I got to this position, but I was on all fours. Like,
you don't know how you got on all fours.
I don't know how I got to this position, but he was sitting behind me. So imagine me, like, you know, on all fours, and he's just sitting behind me. And then he's like got his hand and he's like, jackhammering.
Wow. Like you're like a staple gun.
Oh my God.
And I was like, wait a minute, this is fucking not good, you know. I was like, what are you doing? Just fucking put it in, you know. But he kept wanting to do that. I feel like he saw it in a porn and he thought that, like, I'm gonna make her come by doing this.
Finger at least. Like, give me some.
No, but still, it was like
some joint action.
It was like because, yeah, I don't know, it was just really bad.
How'd you stop?
I was like, don't do that. And he goes, no, you like this. Oh, and I was like, no, I don't.
Yikes.
So I was that was the only time where I was like, you need to stop. And then I just left.
So you guys didn't even have sex?
No, I was like, nah, bro, you ruined it.
Uh-uh.
That was so dumb. Like, because, like, I get that he was trying something new, but it was the whole, like, he wasn't getting the hint. I was like, no, I don't want it. He was like, no, you do. I've seen all the girls in porn. They like this.
Ooh, said that.
I did stop sex.
I think that was the vibe.
One time when a guy was going down on me, it was a boyfriend, so we were dating, but he was going down on me and he did one of these, like, and I know they do that in porn, but saliva grosses me the fuck out. Like, I don't know, like, it's, I know that you're using saliva down there, but I don't like drool. I don't like
the
big piles of I know a lot of people like it, but I don't like excessive wetness.
Different strokes.
And I also just didn't, the
if it was like a hardcore loogie, I get it.
I was like, ew, why would you do that?
I mean, but like, I
got so grossed out by it.
Like, there's a lot of spit in sex, but
sure.
If it was like,
yeah, it was like a, like the sex,
well, yeah, the spit demons.
Like, I was like,
because then you're like, oh,
imagine
wait,
it's like drooling.
My vagina's got like bacteria,
and then like
from
the foamy,
sinuses.
Like I don't like the foamy, the bubble-looking bubble spit. Like
I fully visualize it now.
But
you're definitely right though. I've never. Well, I was gonna say
her face is
didn't
killing
happen for me.
I love your face right now.
I don't know if this is for me personally. I will say, if I don't like you, I'm not gonna fake it, because why?
Yeah,
like I don't
you.
Really
but
care.
But then why are you having sex if you don't like him?
No, it's similar.
Well, you don't know until sometimes during, and you're like, oh, I don't like him now.
Yeah, I've also like I can't. It's kind of hard for me to say too, because I've never slept with somebody that I didn't like.
It's funny that question came out of me.
What?
Out of everyone here in this room, because I have had sex with people I don't like.
Yeah. Really? You fucking hypocrite.
Or Armin, like,
that's why I'm like, that's funny. That question came out of me.
I don't have feelings for them yet.
Yeah.
If it's a guy I don't like, I'm just not going to fake it and be like, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
How do you end that? Wait, how do you end sex if you're not going to fake it?
I guess, like, it was just when the guy came.
Yeah. Like, I would just tell him, like, I want you to come so badly now. So just come.
Oh, you just like egg him on.
I think the guys that were just random hookups for me, like they weren't too concerned with me coming.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't think they care either.
Yeah.
I definitely have done the egg it on thing, like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Give me that cum. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Make it about them, right?
Yeah. It's not like a porn star. Yeah.
Yeah. Like her face is like not in it. You could do hotline sex because like you don't have to be in it. You're just like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. My God. I really like this. Oh man.
That's so funny. I'm like, you got it, daddy.
We got it.
You got it.
Come in my pussy hole.
Ew. Dude, wait. You know what? I feel like so many people are doing OnlyFans right now. Where are the modern day sex hotlines? Like, I'm giving out so many business ideas.
I don't
ideas
see those
right
commercials
now
anymore.
You
do
don't, yeah. But I feel like do phone sex exist is so much more interactive than
I think they do still
photos
do it. Because one of a phone sex operator was interviewed for Shan's book.
Hold on, bro. Oh. I'm about to make a website. ladies, come to my website. You can do phone sex anonymously. You'll get paid $100 a session. I'm booting this shit up right now. I just thought of it. It's
sign
a good idea.
You want to own a phone sex hotline?
Anonymously.
Anonymously.
It's not anonymous. Let me collect the check.
It's
I haven't made it
popping up
yet
on everyone's Instagram subscription. Yeah.
God,
like,
I just get
promo feeds.
I gotta get this going before this episode goes out.
If Bo starts randomly promoting a sponsored sex hotline,
now
she owns it.
Whose could it be? Who could it be?
Would you do it?
Is it anonymous? Can I be like Lady
You just
Mystic
said it was anonymous.
Yes. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
It's perfectly
I
anonymous
feel like, because especially because we're in the OnlyFans era where like your face isn't everything. Like, why not be?
I feel like I would know it's you. Like, you have like five characters I'd be like, this is a Bo's character.
Yeah. Hey, like, hey, son.
Hey, big boy. Pucker up.
Hey, daddy. Hey, son. Nice trousers you got. They look even better on the floor.
I'm like, yes, I got Bo's this time.
You're the one calling.
Yeah.
I kind of want to try it just once. But like, what kind of guys call that? That's what I want to know.
Really old guys.
Or married guys.
Yeah, guys that can't just get laid.
I feel like if you're looking at photos of girls, you have to kind of create a story in your head. But if you're on the phone, here's the story. Like, it's right there. And I feel like it's more like anonymous than it is with photos.
Yeah.
I probably would try it.
Or like camming.
You don't have to take care of yourself. You could go like,
you could be in sweats.
Just full blown, just got out of bed.
There was that reputation that they were all just like big, huge, big girls with like chips in their hair and stuff. So
I saw a doc where like, I think it was To Catch a Predator, where like the girl that was doing the voice of a 14-year-old, she was like not a sex hotline looking person.
Wow. Wait, 14, sex hotline.
No. Well, so To Catch a Predator was the one that I saw the doc, but she's supposed to like be flirty and she like has this like high voice and stuff, and they were catching the predator, but she was like a 39-year-old like, you know, frizzy.
Dude, every
hair
time I lost my voice and it started coming back, I'm always like, I could totally be a
sex hotline operator.
Right now with my raspy
right
voice.
Right now. Dial 1-800.
I'd be like, speak faster, Betty.
1-800-00.
No, because she's trying to stretch the time. They charge a minute.
Milk it.
We're about profits in this business.
What's the price on this hotline?
It's about $500 a second.
And you've been charged since I started.
I'm draining your credit card.
Yeah.
That's a girl who's real good at faking an orgasm because has to be on the phone. Like, that's such a funny. We need to find a sex. Can we interview one?
Shan
can
knows
get the
one.
Yeah, can we get the one from Shannon?
Because that's
so funny
for her
funny
book,
to
Game
me
of Desire. Another shout out.
Oh my gosh, that's really funny. Now I'm just now my business brain is going. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. What? What's wrong with that?
How can I monetize these fake orgasms?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's genius. That's an entrepreneur right there.
Thank you.
Without having
Tiffany
to do sex work yourself.
Yeah. And, but also, I'm a very I think I've said this before. I had a when I was like 18. I kind of got an offer for something that was soft and I was afraid of it. And I'll talk about it one day on the show. It wasn't like porn or anything, but it had to do with like, it was kind of in a form of sex work. And I was 18. So this was almost 10 years ago. And I said no
Mm-hmm. And I think about it all the time, where I would be if I had said yes.
Yeah.
I think about it all the time. And not putting your face or something like that is just really important to me. And but now it's a little more acceptable. But I'm like, I wonder if there's still a way for women to be sexually free, but without kind of risking your career. How can you be more anonymous? Way.
Bose is the pimp of the anonymous sex worker.
Yeah. So, guys, I don't know. What did I feel like I learned something. I learned about the pull today, or the push.
The push.
I learned about the push today.
And the different reasons people might fake an orgasm. Yep.
I mean, it's not all bad. It's not all like, here's your ego, I'm taking an axe and I'm crushing it. It's not all that. I really hope that you guys kind of drew something from this episode, male or female. If you did, make sure you share with your friends. Whenever you guys tweet or respond to a tweet that's like, what's your favorite podcast? And you mention us, we always see
that.
See it.
I love
we
that.
Yes.
So sweet.
Yes, we will favorite it. We'll love it. But yeah, share with your boys, share with your girls. We'll see you next week, and check out this new series. Should be out soon, I think.
The new series is out.
We have two new ones. Watch
Thursdays.
Them all.
Come back on Thursday.
Gotta catch them all. And you know what? We'll see you next week for the show.
Peace.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Don't forget to rate us.